What do you do the 3 months that you're in, I guess you get the time back.
I was here, my dear, and I was here, taking, enjoying the heat. I wasn't in Puna. I was.
Oh. Well, they leave you here, and they take off the boat and have to
go. No, they have you there for a fortnight. They need a little break. And then I went to Bombay for a fortnight, and the worst heat Bombay had in 50 years. I was just sweating and sweating, and I was driven crazy. At last I ran away. I said, I just couldn't stand it, you know. And then I said, you're back so soon? I said, it was terrible. I said, that's no holiday. I said, I'm just finished.
Do you all have a lot of work to do during those 3 months?
Dorothy, my dear, what do you think? Who runs this whole place here, huh?
Yeah,
who keeps it in order?
Yeah,
who does, huh? All these cushions, you know how they're going to all leave?
You do that?
Do you know when you all go what the cushions look like?
No.
They're rags. Huh? They're all like rags.
Huh? So you're
going to fix them first month or two.
They're all yeah. To be.
Yeah. It's all done. It's all taken out.
To be taken out. All put in the sun. Yes. Fluffed up,
yeah.
All new cushion covers made, all these carpets should be rolled away, shaken out, put in the sun, dusted, hoovered, everything rolled up.
You do a whole lot of clothes cleaning that, though.
We have to do the whole spring cleaning, whitewashing, painting, repair work, cupboards cleaning, dispensary cleaning, yeah. Weeding out, throwing out. Listen, what do you think? You sit and air ourselves? How good would we do that? What about our Puna?
I think she really spends that whole 3 months in Puna. She just made it a big story.
And the flower pots to be removed in the shade?
Everything has to be removed in the shade. All the garden is completely changed. As soon as the pilgrim season begins, everything has to be out, put out, cleaned up. All the rooms, everything washed, cleaned. Oh, it's so much work. Huh? What do you think? We just sit and idle away?
How hard would you be?
In fact, you're more exhausted than we are now.
There shouldn't be any break. There shouldn't be any break in March, April, and May.
March, April, and May.
There shouldn't be any break for pilgrims to be able to come the whole time.
Yeah, but who's going to
the Yeah, then everyone, all the pilgrims would be in Governor's Clinic for the meat.
And if they came, I would make them do all this, huh?
Yes.
Yeah. If they come during that time, no one is going to run scot-free. Come on now, you rip out all this, give me all the cushion covers, fluff out all that cotton wool, put it out in the sun. Yeah, everyone is busy. The sewing machines are rattling. Yeah,
there's
a lot of patching work to do, mending the sheets, mending this.
How about you're going to horse races and cricket matches?
Horse riding. Where are the horses, my dear?
They told me at Maharabad that during that time they buy all the grain that they're going to be using for a year, and then the people who will be taking care of the place go through the grain and sort all the rocks and things out.
Yeah.
They clean the grain up. They spend
a lot of time when you store up everything for the whole year.
That's right.
And you get all the tubs cleaned, everything is sunned because all the grain has. You get these little weevils, you see. So you have to. They're sifted. You don't have all your fancy things to put them in this and put them there. You have to stand with the farmers and all stand in the fields and wait for the winds to blow. And they hold it up, you know. And then they sift the grain like that, and the weevils and things all fly off, and they collect it on one sheet there. Then we collect all those and put them, dump them in the water so that those don't grow more and don't spread everywhere, you see? Yeah, all the grain is sorted out. All our women folk, they sit and sort out all the grain. Mm-hmm. They come back. Your grain is all clean for you.
So they actually get only 2 weeks off. A fortnight is 2 weeks, I think, isn't it?
Yeah, about two weeks.
That's Alan's department. He does a different job. That we have a.
No, he says the same thing. The people there, they come from Aragon. They spend all those 3 months doing all this work, and they actually get 2 weeks off for vacation.
Yeah. They get 2 weeks off too.
To go home and work.
Yeah, and our service also, they all take in turns. You see, that's the time when they all go for leave also.
Uh-huh.
They all go for a fortnight, 20 days. Everybody has a little break, you see. Everybody in turn. Uh-huh. And that's the time of the marriages. in India.
Oh.
So my cousin is getting married, my nephew is getting married, my grandson is getting married. So it goes on and on, the marriage season, never, never. And then we are short of servants also, because sometimes two servants, three servants at a time are missing. They're all on leave. So we are kept quite busy, yeah. Then the water shortage. We cannot bathe every day, twice a week.
Ration water.
The plants don't get watered because the water's not enough. All the plants are put under shady trees. If there's a shade, we cover them up with little sheds of these tucked and matting things, you know, cover them up against the sun. The sun is so strong. Mm-hmm. You just walk across from here to the, you burn yourself. It's so hot.